afternoon, everybody. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby from San Antonio. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. It is Saturday, the 29th of August. And first of all, I'd like to say thanks to Preston Dennett, who was on my show last week. As I mentioned, he's one of the foremost experts in UFOs, not only in the United States, I think, but around the world. And we had a good show last week. I suggest that you check it out in the archives, because anybody that is interested in finding out the truth about whether or not we're alone in the universe, if you listen to that show last week, I think it will convince even the worst skeptic or the hardest skeptic that indeed, we are not alone, that they are out there. They just are not making contact with us because we're such a violent species, right? Anybody think we're not a violent species? Just take a look at the war that's going on now around the world. 80,000 Palestinians killed in the Gaza Strip, 80,000 plus. In Ukraine, who knows? Up on the TV, I was taking a short nap. And the news said dozens killed in Ukraine. And I was being facetious. But I said to my wife, dozens of what? Birds? How can people be so heartless? You know, these are people just like you and me over there. And no one's doing anything to stop it, you know. Women, children, men, even innocent, being killed. Is it any wonder that the extraterrestrials aren't making contact with us? I know there's a lot of good people in this world. In fact, majority are. I would estimate that percentage to be about 80. And then the bad, the bullies, the tyrants, the dictators, the murderers, about 20%. And we're supposed to police each other up. I don't think we can do it, my friends. You know, all those years ago during Moses' time and when Jesus was born in Bethlehem and when Jesus died on the cross, we needed help back then. And we need help now. With their infinite wisdom, in their infinite wisdom, the ETs who have guardianship over our planet and have been monitoring our civilization for thousands of years. As I said, in their infinite wisdom, they decided, and who am I to question them, you know? They're a lot smarter than I am, but I'm just saying, I figure I'm up there in like maybe the 1% of most intelligent people on planet Earth. Top 1%, my friends. And if they decided, these ETs who have guardianship over our planet, that they needed to intervene to help the Hebrew people move out of Egypt because of the slavery there, and also intervene when Jesus, before Jesus was born, apparently back then the world was in a pretty sorry state of affairs, just like a few thousand years after Moses' time. And they decided that the time was ripe for that divine intervention because there was all kinds of evil going on, sexual immorality, big time murdering, unkindness, and so they intervened. And I don't know, I don't have any record of them intervening after that. And I think the time is also ripe now for divine intervention. We're in a very precarious situation because obviously, we're a lot more evolved than we were back then. technology has improved. It's incredible right now, but not nearly anywhere near as good as theirs, because these beings, these extraterrestrials, are supposedly one of the three most advanced technologically and spiritually in the Milky Way galaxy. They're hermaphrodite, you know, both male and female, about 9 feet tall. Their spaceships are circular in design. They weren't always that way, but now they are, maybe 70 meters in diameter. They can travel many times faster than the speed of light, especially when they go into dimensional and slip into the parallel universe, and they're travel by thought to wherever they need to go, right? Well, suffice it to say, they are a lot more intelligent than we are here. Even the most evolved souls here on Earth, which I include myself among, who knows who the other ones are, but one can say that you can divide them into categories: the young souls, intermediate, and the advanced souls. Usually, the main way of differentiating between them is the number of past lives they've had. I don't know how many past lives I've had, or you have. I would say that most of the people here on planet Earth are already of the either intermediate soul or advanced soul type. I don't think there's too many young souls here, because this is such a difficult school of learning here on planet Earth and the University of the Universe. You know, we come here as spirits. We are spirits in the material world. We fill these human being bodies with our spirits from the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb. And up until the day we die, when we will pop out of these bodies and become a pure spirit again, like before we were born, pure spirit. Earth, planet Earth, is not our home, my friends. We have a home over there in the distance, the world of light, our spirit, the real us. The real me and you is made out of light energy, billions of electrons. So don't think that we can't, as pure spirits, live in fire, any kind of fire, because we're made of light energy. And it is such a difficult school of learning here on planet Earth. Give yourself a pat in the back if you have survived one more day here, because we're sharing a planet with animals, my friends. Is there any wonder why there's so much war? Because animals usually eat each other. Some are herbivores, but we're part of that food chain, and it's more than just the words, you know. Think of the effect on our psyche, on our mental state of being, knowing that we share a planet with animals, some that could kill us and eat us, especially in the oceans, these rivers and lakes. We are not at the top of the food chain. But more than that, we live on a planet that what they call a category one on a scale of 1 to 9 planets. And although it's very beautiful and wonderful, don't get me wrong, our world is a jewel in the universe. There is such a variety of life here. But it is difficult to survive here. And if you survived one more day, as I said, kudos to you, my friends, because that's why we come here. The learning that we achieve as spirits here help to increase the light of our souls. It's all about light, how much light you have, my friends. I've said this before on previous shows. Our soul is the brain of the spirit. Just like our physical brains are the brain of our bodies, the soul is like a light, a flame inside a lantern. And you can turn it up, right? Increase the intensity. We are born. Remember when you were born? Probably not. I don't either, even though our eyes and our brains were working back then. And let's say you were born into this world with a, just to give you an example, a soul that shone with an intensity of a 60-watt light bulb. Your goal here on planet Earth is to develop yourself spiritually, to evolve, to increase the intensity of your light, the light of your soul, so that hopefully one day you can graduate from this existence with a greater light, maybe 100 or 200 watt light bulb intensity. Soul, you know what I mean? That is the truth, my friends. We are here to grow our light. Because when you get to the spirit world, it is all about shining your light. You will see other people, maybe deceased relatives. You will see angels. You'll see famous people that used to walk this earth. The ones we know about from the Bible, the patriarchs of the Bible, the disciples, Jesus, Mother Mary. All these incredible personalities, the mother and father God, the elders that sit around the throne, they all shine with a light that is incredibly intense. So the goal should be for us here in our lifetime to develop our light, grow our life as much as possible so that when you pop out of your body and become a pure spirit again, you're shining with a lot more stronger and radiant light. And when you do go in front of the Mother and Father God for your life review, and all the angels will be there, some, not all of them actually, and other people, when you're first ushered into heaven, who knows, you might even meet Father Abraham. He might meet you along the shore of the river of life and give you a golden goblet filled with the water from the river of life and say, "Drink, my friend." He's a big barrel-chested man. Father Abraham, I want you to drink that water from the river of life, then you'll start to wash away all the negativity that you accumulated while living on this planet. Because make no mistake about it, like I said, it's a category one on a scale of 1 to 9. We share a planet with animals. We eat each other and we eat those animals. And then Mother Nature, we had a huge storm here in San Antonio last night that blew in and there was lightning everywhere and the rain was coming down, the wind was blowing like a hurricane, it sounded like. And so Mother Nature is. You can have hurricanes that pop up once in a while, tornadoes, earthquakes, flash floods like what happened in Nepal. God, please bless those people and help them in any way they need it. Bless the souls of those who lost their lives. Comfort their loved ones. Please, God, Creator. Wildfires. Volcanoes exploding. Mother Nature is a power beyond imagination. And we only see it sometimes, rarely, it comes up, and hopefully it doesn't involve us, right? Earthquakes are happening all the time and have so, hurricanes too. And talking about the intensity of the light of the Mother and Father God and Jesus and the other well-evolved souls there in heaven, their light will shine, as will yours. Sometimes their light is brighter than yours. But it's not a competition. It's just that the lights will merge and you'll recognize, well, you'll need some more work to get to that level. Usually it's because they've been in existence. Their soul has been in existence longer than yours has. But the light of the Mother and Father God, co-creator gods of this solar system, my friends, will wash over you with a brilliance and glory that, if you're not sufficiently developed spiritually, will put you down on the ground and you'll have to lie prostrate because you can't withstand it, that glory and brilliance. I'm not kidding. I tell you the truth. Light can sometimes be so powerful. It's like a wind. And it behooves us to develop ourselves spiritually as much as we can. In fact, as I've said before, that's why we're here on planet Earth, to develop ourselves spiritually. We're not here to make money, raise children, although, of course, we do, and that's a good thing, but not everyone does. Developing ourselves spiritually is the number one priority for each and every human being alive on this planet. Are you alive, my friend? You really fully know and are cognizant of the fact that you are alive and that you might not be here an hour from now or tomorrow or next week or next month or a year from now? Do you think you are invincible? Do I think I'm invincible? No, I know I'm not. That's why it's important to me to develop myself spiritually. And I've learned a lot from other people throughout the years. I've read books, lots of books, about extraterrestrial phenomena, about near-death experiences, people who have had encounters with God and Jesus and angels and deceased relatives. And they have taught me a lot. Now, I want to share that with you. Why wouldn't you accept what I say? I'm not trying to make any money from you. I'm not trying to fool you. I do it because I feel that I can help make a difference in this world. Even just a small difference, as you should feel that way too. We need you, especially praying. We need prayer warriors, calling all prayer warriors. You really want to make the world a better place and develop yourself spiritually at the same time. Pray for your fellow human being. Love. Love is the answer, my friend. You've heard that before. And Jesus taught us to love our neighbors. Love them as you would love yourself. But it's more than that. If you really strive to try to be more loving, it will win you great rewards in the afterlife. I know it's not easy. You know, there's a lot at stake. Our lives, money. We go out on the freeways. Here in the United States, 50,000 people die each year. On the highways, it seems like about the same amount every year. Go figure that. 50,000 people, just like me and you, alive, walking around, breathing air, rolling their eyeballs, eating their favorite meals, drinking their favorite beverages, watching movies, watching TV, breathing the air, feeling the sun on their face, going for a walk, going for a run. People like us who have lived on this planet one time or another in the past, from all cultures, throughout the centuries, are going to be there I guarantee you, I promise you, you will see them. And there's only one thing to do in heaven. There is no religion. There's only you and the people there, including the mother and father God, Jesus and the angels and the patriarchs of the Bible and the disciples. And the order of business during your time, during our time there, is to praise the Creator of the universe for the miracle of all creation. Nothing had to exist. Nothing existed many billions of years ago before the Big Bang. All that existed back then was darkness and silence, and the Creator, who is the Spirit, both male and female, kind of like angels. They're androgynous. Isn't that something? Imagine coming face to face with an intelligence that was both male and female. That would be kind of overwhelming, wouldn't it? A Creator who, if you met it, I guess it would probably be the best way to describe the Creator, would be a huge, immense field of energy, kind of like the Aurora Borealis, but not just green, but all the colors of the rainbow, with an electrical being inside, telepathically communicating to you. Omnipotent. You know what omnipotent means? It means capable of doing anything, having the power to do anything, anywhere. Anything, anywhere in the universe, my friends. And omniscient. What does omniscient mean? The Creator knows everything about you. How many hairs you have on your head. The whole universe is held into existence by the might of the Creator's power. All the planets revolving around their suns, the moons revolving around the planets, the solar systems revolving around the galaxies, and the galaxies revolving around the universe, all that is held into existence by the might of the Creator's power. So think about what kind of a power is that? Incomprehensible, but suffice it to say, unlimited, capable of doing anything, anywhere. So when you want to talk about life elsewhere in the universe, and you know you have all this life here on Earth, then you know if the Creator can create this life, the million insects, 30,000 types of fish, the 10,000 types of birds, 10,000 types of reptiles, 9,000 types of amphibians, 5,000 types of mammals. Logically, the Creator could create either the same or different life anywhere in the universe, because we already have proof that they're discovering more and more planets each day with the Hubble Space Telescope, the Kepler Space Telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope. And they've got new ones coming out that will be able to perhaps even detect an Earth-like planet out there. Also consider the number of trees and flowers and fruits and vegetables on this planet. Take a bite of peach, nice juicy peach. Or maybe a carrot. Think about the intelligence that it took to create something like that. It just didn't happen by accident, my friends. But if you want to go there and believe it did happen by accident, and logically, it could happen by accident anywhere, right? Anywhere in the universe. If it happened by accident here on planet Earth, it could happen by accident in our neighboring solar system. You know, 4 light years away, Alpha Centauri, or Proxima Centauri. There might be an Earth-like planet there. Suffice it to say that there's an incredible thing going on, my friends. The Creator you look around, the houses next to you, the trees, the wind, the stars at night, the moon, all of that is a creation made for us to grow like a school. Why? Because, as I mentioned, if we're increasing our light, growing our light, then that light also contributes to the growth and expansion of the universe and the Creator. So, in other words, we're also growing the light of the Creator, just like a drop of water in the ocean of his or her spirit. I'm going to take a drink. And that world over there in the distance, on fire, you look at it through the eyes of the spirit. And the eyes of the spirit are different than the eyes you have in your human body. They are more encompassing. They can see in 360 degrees. They can focus in way in the distance. The eyes of the spirit are amazing. You can look behind you and in front of you at the same time. It's hard to understand, I know, but it's true. And then you also have smell. You can smell and hear. You can touch. And that world on fire over there is our true home. As I mentioned, Earth is not our home. This is really a planet that belongs to animals. And we're just visitors on this planet. You know what I'm saying? But it was meant to be that way, that we could live and evolve together. Because make no mistake, my friends, everything is evolving. Dogs, cats, lions. You will see one day, maybe remember this, your household pet one day will stand up on its rear legs and maybe fly a spaceship around the universe. Every creature on planet Earth is evolving, even a praying mantis or an amphibian, a salamander, or a fish. A lion, tiger. There are so many different variations of ETs that I've heard about out there that are humanoid, standing up on their feet. They've evolved to a point where they have gone beyond the boundaries of their planet into outer space and begun to explore. And make no mistake about it, they are extremely intelligent. Yet they have been warring, just like us, in their past. Seems like fighting never stops throughout the universe during the evolution of some planets and species on those planets. At one time or another, they are engaged in warfare. I don't know why exactly. Perhaps that's all part of the growth and evolution of our souls. It's unfortunate, you know, that some people have to die that way. I don't know of another alternative method. I can't question the Creator of his or her infinite wisdom choosing that kind of way to evolve. Some people might agree with me that it's unfortunate that we have so many people dying, violent deaths nowadays, in war, the 80,000 plus Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, men, women, and children, innocents. I mean, we can understand the Jewish people being angry at the way they've been treated over the years, over 6 million of them killed horribly in World War II, many of them in gas ovens. And still the discrimination continues, anti-Semitism. So I can understand that they want to separate themselves from the Palestinian people because embedded in them, among them, are the terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, and you never know who they are, you know. They hide among them, and the way things were, they would be lobbing rockets in on the Israelis and killing innocent civilians. And so they said, enough is enough. We're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. So if it requires us to kill a lot of Palestinian people, so be it, because we just want to be left alone, and we don't want any more of our citizens to be killed. That's the bottom line. But anyway, that world over there in the distance, look at it through the eyes of the Spirit. I was telling you about the eyes of the Spirit. As you go into that world, you know that is your home, because the Spirit can live in fire, just like you've heard of some bad people going down south through that dark tunnel to the center of the earth, where you'll find God's jail, otherwise known as hell, for the really bad people. I think you better believe that's true, because let's say maybe someone like Hitler, who was responsible for millions of people's deaths in World War II. Now, if you were a fair and just God and you were intervening in his life review and saw the evil that happened, would you say, oh, well, I understand what you went through. Maybe your parents sexually abused you or physically abused you. I'll cut you a break. You know, that's the way it goes here on planet Earth. And even though you killed all those people or were responsible for killing all those people, I'll send you to heaven. And then back to where you came from, and everything will be fine and happy, and you'll be joyful and laughing. No, it doesn't work that way. You make a mistake, you pay the price. That's the law of the universe. Hitler, he might be free now. I don't know. I have forgiveness for him in my heart. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. If God forgives him, why shouldn't I? You know? Maybe he was sexually abused as a child. I know that he fought in World War I, and he was angry that the Germans were treated so badly after the war. But whatever the reason, I don't hold grudges against people. It's illogical to hold a grudge against someone, especially like a close relative, you know. I'm going to take a drink. Bury the hatchet, you know. Life is too short to hold grudges. All you got to do is say, I love you, I forgive you, and I love you. Even if that's your last words, they take their dying breath. Make it happen. Come on. Be either man or woman enough to be forgiving and let someone go to the afterlife knowing that, yeah, maybe you didn't see eye to eye and you fought a lot, but you forgive them, because you never really know what someone's going through unless you're in their shoes, you know. They might have some private kind of pain going on in their bodies that affects their mental capabilities. You know what I mean? They might have some kind of cancer growing in their body, or a heart defect, or diabetes, which wouldn't happen so much, my friends, if you drink your daily recommended amount of water. There's a tip from the Reverend Blake. Drink your daily recommended amount of water, and you keep a lot of diseases at bay. I promise you, that's true. But like I was saying, that world on fire, our home, our real home. Earth is not our home. And those people that can live down there in that fire, the lava beds of fire of hell, then they can live in that fire over there in the distance. Does that make sense? Because your spirit is made of light energy, and we are spirits in the material world. Does anyone not get that? Respectfully, with all due respect. What part of we are made of light energy don't you understand? The spirit leaves our body at nighttime when we dream. The spirit leaves our body when we die. It pops out, usually through the top of the head or the chest. And depending on your level of evolution and your spiritual development, you could fly away over there in the distance to that world on fire. Or you could be taken by a chariot of an archangel. Or you could just find yourself there. Or you could go through a tunnel with a little prick of light in the distance, which is the sun. Because once you pop out of your physical body, your physical senses no longer are applicable. So the only thing you will see as a spirit is space and a world on fire in the distance. And that world on fire creates kind of like a tunnel effect over the planet that it heats and provides light to. So if you travel down that tunnel, then that pinpoint of light in the distance, you'll find out as you get going at incredible speeds, getting closer and closer to that light, and you'll stand up when you get to the end, and you'll be in that world of light. That's one way of getting there. Deceased relatives can also take you there. Angels can take you there, either in a chariot or pull your spirit from your body and take you there. And you'll find that even though you might not think about it a lot now, there'll be a remembering when you're there. You'll start recognizing some things. You'll recognize the angels and spirit guides that have been with you your whole life. You'll recognize deceased relatives because they're tracking you here on Earth. They know all about you. Some relatives you might not even know you had in that family tree that goes back thousands of years, you know. It's going to be interesting to see all the people that you're related to that go back, whoa, as far back as the beginning, right? Logically. And so you'll notice also how bright it is there, not surprisingly. And the colors, so much more intense than here on planet Earth. And the beauty everywhere, the trees of life with their fruit. The flowers that look at you as you're walking by because they seem to have a mind of their own. And they're very beautifully and wonderfully made. And they're like alive. They are. And you can step on them, but still they'll bounce back up. But the spirit is translucent and both translucent and transparent. Sometimes a milky white, and it resembles the human body in many ways. You have the same facial characteristics, even hair and organs in your body. Go figure. It's the way it is. And it can configure. Usually people like to look like an age 30 mold person, you know. That's when we were young, like at our peak. Maturity. There are no imperfections there, you know, so no one wears glasses or has bad teeth. And everyone's happy and joyful and laughing. Glad you hear laughter everywhere. Because why? For one thing, you don't sleep. You don't have to worry about not getting enough sleep. You don't have to worry about getting the proper nutrition, although you can eat when you're in heaven. Fruit or vegetables. I don't know about meat. I would say not. There's no need to eat meat because you don't need the protein to fuel your bones and your muscles. And there are pathways everywhere, roads driven on by chariots. Who are, what's the word I'm trying to think of, piloted by angels. So these chariots are very amazing vehicles, even for heaven. They're soundless, kind of like working on an anti-gravity principle. They press a button and it goes at incredible speeds, and they're commandeered by these angels, and they can take maybe 15, 20 people wherever they want to go on the roads of heaven. Some of the roads are paved with transparent gold. You've heard of that before. There's silver everywhere, fountains and water from the river of life. Water, there's water everywhere. There's oceans. There's other rivers. There's lakes. It's different there. You know, you can get down into the water and see the surface of the water above you. But it's real. And fields of grass, green, green grass, grass so green that it's unbelievable how green it is. Fields of wheat. And when you have these feasts in heaven, they'll prepare these tables. Long, long, long tables, and angels will be the servants, and they'll be serving up bread and vegetables and fruit, and people drinking water from golden or silver goblets, and there's precious stones everywhere, like on the gates of pearl. Yes, they're made of pearl, and the walls also have every precious stone that you can imagine embedded in those walls. Sparkling, very real, like rubies, emeralds, amethysts. And you've got a house probably waiting for you there. Remember Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you? I'm going to take a drink. The people awaiting you, your relatives, deceased relatives, angels, your guides that have been with you, they know what you want, what you like. Of course, you have to be good, you know. Don't go blowing it and kill somebody, or if you do, repent, whether it's accidental or deliberate. They know what you like. They know what furniture you like. Sometimes they'll make floors made out of marble with roses embedded in them. Could be alongside a babbling brook. Maybe a log cabin. That's what you prefer. And you can travel around by walking, conventional mode. You can fly as a spirit. You can just think about where you want to go and you'll be there, like from A to B, just by thinking it. So there's different ways that you can move around as a spirit. The spirit is very mobile. And as I said, everyone's happy and laughing and joyful. There are no shadows, there's no darkness there in heaven. Besides those feasts all the time, where people are just having this a wonderful time, so happy and joyful. There's also concerts, musical concerts to go to and listen to all the great people who have lived on earth. The masters. Beethoven, Mozart, just to name a couple. Angels play musical instruments also. The music is divine. It's wonderful. Everything is in harmony. There's no discord at all. Or you could go watch someone give a lecture or a sermon. They have amphitheaters there that take in thousands of people who might want to go hear Martin Luther King Jr. speak, or John Kennedy, or maybe Einstein, or Sir Isaac Newton, the great minds of the past who lived here on Earth, astronomers. There's so many subjects to talk about. And what are they all doing besides that? Like I mentioned, they're praising the creator of the universe for the miracle of all creation. That's the order of business. All the activities are centered around that, the praise of the Creator, for what the Creator did all those years ago. I'm going to take a drink. And the spiritual development continues there. But more so here, it's a lot harder here for a reason. And that is because it helps you grow faster. So even though you'll be learning things in heaven, maybe going to the libraries there, looking at books, accessing the computers, perhaps you want to find out a good life that you can live on another planet somewhere around the universe that would fit your needs, consider your karmic debt to help evolve your soul to a higher level, you know, through that process of reincarnation. Being born on another planet, hopefully of a superior category of evolution, working your way all the way up to a number 9. For people on these superior planets of evolution. They love each other. They adore each other. They're like brothers and sisters. But here on Earth, being a Category 1 planet, otherwise known as a planet of sorrows, there's a lot of killing and death and despair and depression and sorrow. But there's also good times, too. But the thing is to be aware of the negativity and rise above it. Keep your words positive. Think positively. Write positively. Try to be as loving as you can, as kind as you can. Open a door for someone. Wave to someone. Let someone in when you're driving. They're just like you. They have a life. They're alive, like you. Recognize their life. If anything, you don't have to love somebody maybe right away. You don't have to like somebody, but at least recognize their life. Respect their life. Respect their dignity that they deserve. As a human being, you don't know what they've been through in their lifetime. All the troubles, all the pain, the unkindness that they've suffered. Always try to make the world a better place, my friends. So there in heaven, there'll also be worship around the throne room, and that is the place of the most action, so to speak, in heaven. They have dancing in front of the throne. It's called the Sea of Glass. So many redeemed souls, and these are very, very evolved souls, my friends. You want to be in them. In their company, be amongst them. Start preparing yourself now, because it's like, for example, you go to a school and you're working on your second or third PhD, and someone comes in that doesn't even have a high school diploma. How are you going to feel towards that person? How are they going to feel towards you if you're a more advanced soul? You have to do your time. You have to go through that process of evolving. Everyone does. Even our mother and father God, before they became co-creator gods, were like us, who lived on planets elsewhere around the universe, also evolving like we are. One planet of evolution at a time. Getting more evolved and more spiritually developed. Continuing on and on and on until they refined themselves, purified themselves to be co-creator gods along with the creator of the universe, knowing, and that's the key word there, knowing how to utilize the cosmic forces. How, you say? By words, speaking words, just like we speak words here. Your words have so much impact, my friends. If you only knew just how impactful your words are, how they can cut someone down or lift someone up, it's up to you. You can destroy or create with your words. The choice is yours. And when you know how to utilize those cosmic forces, you can create worlds. You can create a sun. You can create spirit children with your soulmate. That synchronicity of thought and word and intent is a wonderful thing. And when that male spirit and female spirit merge their spirits and are in perfect synchronicity and speak those words, then out pops a little baby spirit and a baby soul, ready to go and take on the evolution of his or her soul and help make the universe a better place. To grow and expand the universe, like I said before, like a drop of water into the ocean of the Creator Spirit. Adding that drop of water makes a difference, my friends, believe it or not. I'm going to take a drink. Well, I sure would like that the extraterrestrials out there, I know that we're a very violent species, like I was saying. However, the good people, I've seen so many good people so many good people. Every day I see them. My prayer is that the Creator would help us to take the next step in our evolution. I know that every once in a while you get these really heinous acts of violence like 9/11 that come along and throw a monkey wrench into our evolution. Just when we thought that we were doing good, all the artists and the lovers and the musicians in the world, the kind people, the family-oriented people, who no one has any problem with. It's just that small minority of the bad people, right? For whatever reason, but they're still bad. Can we police them up? I don't think we can. If they're looking for us to police up the bad, the minority, it would take a long time, I think. We need help. They might already be helping us that I'm not aware of. You know, I'm not going to say that, but suffice it to say, they're out there. They're willing to help. They're a lot smarter than I am. I know we could use their help. Like I said, they intervened during Moses' time to lead the Hebrews out of Egypt, and they intervened during Jesus' time to start that legacy that has endured for centuries, beginning with the birth of the baby in Bethlehem and ending with the man on the cross, the resurrection, the ascension. That was all part of the plan. And indeed, it has endured over the centuries. And today, it's getting stronger all the time. People are putting their faith in the man who walked on water, who turned water into wine, who fed the 5,000 people at the Sermon on the Mount, who raised Lazarus from the dead. And you can too. You don't have to believe everything they say. Just put your faith in the man who one day, I guarantee you, you will meet when you get over to the other side as a pure spirit. And when you see him, you're going to look into his eyes and you will see pools of love. A very, very, very evolved soul who came to Earth. And now he too is working towards becoming a co-creator God. Believe it or not, my friends, you're entitled to your opinion. That's what I believe. We're all entitled to our opinions, aren't we? But suffice it to say, you will meet Jesus. And as I also mentioned, there is no religion in heaven. There's only the praise and worship of the Creator of the universe for the miracle of all creation. Jesus, he was a very evolved soul, the one who died on the cross. Think of all the miracles that he did. Maybe not so much that he died for our sins, which is okay if you want to believe that, because I also believe that we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Jesus. We wouldn't be alive today. We wouldn't exist. But more than that, he taught us that God is real. And with the knowledge, you can also do those same types of miracles. Calm the sea. Walk on water. Heal cripples. Heal the blind. Just with the knowledge on how to do that. It's not rocket science. All based on universal laws and principles, which we have access to study if we want to know also how to do that. How am I doing on time here? Almost my time. So let me say a quick prayer. Creator, you know everything, Creator. May it be in accordance with your will. If you think the time is right, I pray that you would help our world to survive. As I said, I've seen so many good people. Don't let the bad people destroy us or take that away. Please help us to find peace and to treat each other like brothers and sisters, like the brothers and sisters we are, and to love each other. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
PBS Radio TV. If it's